Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Provost Bob Bluen, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here at WCHL. Dr. Amelia Gibson's work in the School of Information and Library Science focuses on identifying the ways that people with autism and their families seek and exchange information in their local communities and how public libraries can support this information sharing.
Dr. Gibson spends much of her time studying children and young adults who have autism and others on the vast spectrum of disabilities. She has found that new technologies are very helpful for them.
So what Nextdoor is it's a social media site, I guess you'd call it, that is neighborhood-based. And so this one young man talked about how he was concerned because there was someone walking around knocking door to door and he didn't know who they were. And he just saw them coming down in the neighborhood. And because the neighbors knew that he was on the spectrum and so that he might be a little concerned about what was going on and that he wouldn't know how to react, they sent out a message on Nextdoor and said, hey, just so you know, this is the person who's coming around. If you don't want to talk to them, don't open your door. And he made his decision based on that. Transportation is a really big deal for young adults who are semi-independent or independent who are on the spectrum. Being able to use the bus, so the Next Bus app and all those other apps that tell you when the bus is coming, exactly where the bus stop is, and Uber were two of the biggest transportation apps that people talked about using most frequently. YouTube was something that quite a few people talked about in terms of learning things like cooking. How do I not burn down my house when I'm trying to make steak or whatever it is? Most of the young men that I've talked to are really technology savvy. And so they use a lot of text messaging. They share a lot of apps with their friends. Usually they're teaching their parents about these things. They don't learn it from school. There's a lot of testing going on. One thing that I've found that also seemed fairly common among the group that I talked to was that they relied on indicators from either Apple or Google of what is safe, like what's safe to download and what's not safe to download. But within whatever they thought was safe, they were pretty willing to just test and try and give their opinions on what was good and what wasn't good. And if things weren't reliable, if things were not accurate, they were also very quick to kind of put them aside because they would rely on some of these apps for safety. You have a new job and you're trying to figure out a bus route for the first time, and you and your parents are both nervous about you taking the bus to this new place for the first time on your own, and the app is wrong. That gets ejected pretty quickly. That's one thing that came up, was the importance of things not just being convenient, but also being accurate and consistent.
To increase awareness about autism and all disabilities and the services required, Dr. Gibson has launched a new class for information and library science students that is also open to the public, in person and online, at zoom.us.
So the course is called Disability Informatics and Information, and it addresses a range of issues having to do with disability and any kind of information system or service. It's an intro course by necessity. It's the first one that we're offering. There are very few disability studies focused courses at UNC, but this focuses on a range of topics related to providing services and planning systems, where we have people come in from all over the country talking about a range of topics related to disability. So how do we talk about disability? How do we understand disability? Designing enabling technology to accessibility services and planning. And we're opening it up to people via Zoom or in person if they want to come visit the class. The way we designed it is that the first hour and a half is open to the public. And so if you would like to view it online, it's viewable via Zoom. And if you want to come in person, you're welcome to the first hour and a half. And then after that, we have private sessions that are usually workshop sessions or discussion sections for the students in the class only. It's accessible at cedi.web.unc.edu. The list of speakers is up there, and you can register online and just log in and join us. But the plan is to make sure that it's not just limited to UNC students. I mean, we do care about our students, but there's a lot to be done in the community. And so if we can make sure it benefits everyone, we want to do that.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.